The object in question sits atop a gradually mounting incline that will take you from the outer edges of Cork City into what is nominally called the country, although in truth the area is little more than a series of narrow roads and hedges, a pattern of grey and green interrupted only by the divergent colours from the suburban houses that dot the landscape. Your eye may be drawn to the object as you begin the turn of the roundabout that leads to the airport, or as you continue past it on your way to West Cork. Or it may not. I have been driving round it most of my life, but my mind, preoccupied with arrivals and farewells, has perceived it only hazily, as a kind of green mound flecked with red. Today, I'm looking at it, really for the first time. I'm seeing in it a craftsperson's pride, an attention to detail that tells you the finished achievement was once surveyed with satisfaction. We have done the best we can do. The day of my inspection is bright and clear, and I have the time to stand and assess the piece, first from up close and then from afar. I bend down and look at its underneath, at the hedge stumps and iron stills that hold it rooted in place. It is formed, I decide, from 6 different hedges, making up the body and tail fin, 2 wings, front and back, and the nose, thrusting forward in the direction of the airport. A wire cage has been used as an internal support, and around it the hedge leaves grow, green and lush, trimmed tight and neat, a study in attentive maintenance. The age of the piece reveals itself in the nose. The sculpture is surely 30, maybe even 40 years old. The first Cork airport officially opened on October 16, 1961. It is in the nose that the hedge growth has begun its retreat, exposing, in the way of a slowly balding human, the skin beneath the covering shelter. The only leaves on the nose are those of the coiling ivy, entangling with the knotted sticks and the rusting wires of the body cage. I find a poignancy in this ebbing away of someone's good efforts. This way nature has of frustrating even the most dedicated human attempt to create and maintain. The small things tell of those good efforts. The care it took to choose a golf ball, to paint it orange, to cut it in half, to place each of those halves in the centre of the jet engine's propellers, themselves crafted meticulously from pieces of wood. I stoop down, press on one of those orange halves, which are meant to represent the aeroplane's very own nose cone. It dislodges immediately, falls to the ground. Round the other side, the same thing happens. I try to replace them, push them back into place. Once again, they plop down. It's a fragile entity, this piece of work, sitting there exposed. Little by little, it is coming apart. Finally, I examine the windows, now that I understand what they are. Initially, the strips of red, one on either side, puzzle me. They seem somehow jarring, out of place, but they too have their significance. Without the windows, how can the people see? And so a craftsperson has chosen a sheet of aluminium, red-coloured. Painstakingly, he has cut out the tiny windows, one after another, maybe 40 to a sheet. The care, the attention. The window sheets have then been tethered to the hedging. The sculpture is complete. I step backwards now. I cross the road. I want to see what I've always been seeing, but of course have never really seen. From a distance, the green plain, flat and low-lying on its bed of sepia-coloured gravel, blurred of its imperfections, holds an eccentric charm. Like the city behind it, like the airport it announces. It is restrained, low-key. This is us, it tells you. Small, local, even a touch amateur. But this is our place. Welcome.